The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a great day. It is an absolutely terrible one here where I am. It is bucketing down with rain. I can barely see the ocean from my place and normally it's just right there. And we're getting absolutely pummeled here in the wonderful city of Sydney today. So I'm actually working from home today. I'm going to trade from home, do my stuff from home. And yeah, just do it here because you know what? I don't have to go and stand there waiting or walk through the rain. I just can't be bothered doing it. So what I'm going to do is exactly this and work from here. Looking at the markets, what is going on? Well, let me tell you, we must be getting close to close to key high emotion levels because I am copping more flack than I ever have. I laugh at it because genuinely I just don't care. I'm doing my thing. They can do theirs. If a good use of their time is telling somebody who knows what they're doing, trading markets, that they know nothing, that technical analysis is voodoo and all that sort of stuff. If that's a good use of their time, hey, knock yourself out. You're not going to become competition of mine anytime soon because you're not doing anything. So, from my point of view, it's, I do laugh about it, but it does get a bit annoying every now and again. And I do zone out from it. I'm zoning out from it now. So there seems to be a lot of pain out there. That's my main point. Now, I've put posts out. I said it on the podcast. Look out for each other. I know a lot of people are hurting. I know it's not easy right now. I get it. Right? I get it. I know that people are hurting. And I know I trade quite carefully at the moment because we have done very well shorting this market. We've done phenomenally well. And yet, I think it was yesterday. Today's Wednesday. On the 8 hour, it was yesterday, early in the morning, there was an 8 hour cradle that set up again as well. And many inside of the TraderCobb community got their first target hit there as well. So they're short again. My point is that we've been doing very well. There's been some fantastic opportunities. And with us doing well throughout a period where a lot of people are hurting, it breeds resentment. Now, I'm not going to apologize for doing what I do and doing well and guys and girls in my community doing well. I'm not going to apologize for that at all. But I'm also very careful not to shout from the rooftops too much at the moment about how good they're doing. Now, I suppose, I'm going to make the assumption that the people that are listening to the podcast are somewhat friendly towards what we're doing here, understand it to a certain extent. Even if you haven't done the courses, you understand that, this guy who's talking to you right now kind of has an idea of what he's doing. He's been doing it for a while and he's had some success. And I've called it to you guys before. So I'm happy to tell you guys about how things have been going. In the world wide web space, I think I would probably just get so many arrows drawn at me, fired at me. And you know what? As much as sticks and stones break your bones, there are some very nasty people out there. So I'm just going to pretty much keep it relatively quiet and wait until people learn their own lessons, which I think a lot are right now. Now, looking at Bitcoin as it stands at this minute in time, what we have is we've got the low for the year set in, which was on the 25th of November. That low is in at 3657. We then have another low that didn't break that low at, what's that level? That level is 3695. And we are holding for the time being. Very heavy divergence there on the 4 hour. The 8 hour still sort of flat there, not too much going on. And what we may see is one of two things. There's one of three things. We will continue to consolidate around these lows and potentially get a Bitcoin breakout set out. I actually, looking at this market right now, because it is so heavily overextended, I do believe that we may actually see a bit more of a move up for a little while. And I'm not going to be trading that. That is not trading advice. Not at all. Never do that. But it just the way this market's looking right now, unless something else happens, and look, one thing I've learned about this market is that anything can happen at any time, and we just don't really ever know, and I'm cool with that. But just looking at the way the charts are setting up, I've been doing this for a while. I've seen this before. It does look as though we might actually start to, I'd say, consolidate to grinding higher is probably, from my point of view, the probability for the next 24 hours. Again, like I say, though, I have been wrong before. I will be wrong again. Don't take that as anything more than just my opinion viewing on what I'm seeing on these charts. That is all it is intended to be. It is nothing more than that. So just be careful out there right now. For me, I might actually do this wild thing called go to the movies. I've got work to do, but apparently there's this movie called Queen. I love the band. I might go check it out today at an early screening before things kick off, because right now it's relatively sideways. The top 10 pretty flat too. There's not a great deal going on at the minute. It is relatively quiet, which I don't see as a bad thing at all. I'm honestly more than happy to see this market just take a bit of a breather. Further downside, there is potential, no doubt. There is potential for that, but for the time being, I would really appreciate seeing the market take a little bit of a breather, have a little bit of a bounce, give us, if we're going to find more good shorts, then give us some good shorts a little bit higher to give us a bit better reward to risk ratios, make the trades a little bit clearer and a little bit more obvious. So if you haven't already, guys, subscribe to the podcast, get involved. And let's keep doing this. I'm enjoying what I do. I genuinely bloody love this. I enjoy doing the podcasting stuff. I enjoy the interviews. I enjoy the trading. I enjoy the markets. I don't enjoy the immaturity in the space. I don't enjoy the sense of entitlement that many seem to have. But we're new. We are a new market. It's okay. We need this to get through. Hang in there, guys. Things, in my opinion, are going to be very, very good in the long run. Blockchain is not going anywhere. Invest in blockchain. Find the best blockchain projects, and that's what your job is to do. And if you don't want to do that, fine, trade, but do it properly. Have a great day. Stay out of the rain if you are in Sydney, and I'll speak to you again very soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.